Welcome. I am the Heyoka King. And this is the Heyoka King podcast. Did you know that I am the king from my last name? I'm the king. I'm Ryder King. And this is my podcast. I'm the Heyoka. And I do the wisdom shit. Did you know that life was not always about the idea of grounding myself of scholarly of the elements? Statement to my prior movement, I would find myself in a world outcast by the very perspectives in which I helped to dwell deeper into. One might even say, hey, I feel a little confused. Isn't it all about enjoying the small things? So I look around, I say, I have the ability to jump on the rock and jump from the rock to the other rock. The ability to run on the grass. I got the ability to do parkour shit before Assassin's Creed or God of War, before any of that Uncharted shit even existed. Ooh, yeah. Tom, I say. It's crazy that I got a square wave grinding the grinder. I started out as a young boy that was enveloped in the perspective of, you know, the immediate situation I was in, the adventure, the perspective of being in the moment and heating in the most of it, you know what I mean? I say to myself, I say, listen now. Do you really think that you have enough power? Fought a young bad guy at a young age that gave me the ability to understand what training becomes modular, good sir. You got the ability to level up your stats by your perseverance and will to get stronger and better and to time your... They say only someone that don't want you to get smarter will tell you you can't change your IQ. You can't improve your ability to understand puzzling circumstances and overcome them with intellect. I say problem-solving skills can be... I mean, what happened to all those games that they used to do? The muscle training games, the mind-muscle training games. Like, don't even tell me what I can and can't do with my ability of cognitive control. I say, listen. I myself am feeling a little perspectively challenged, per se. However, I do like the prospect that at the end of the day, I was able to change my innate prerogative for the world around me once, positioned into the circumstances of having enough variables that made me want to do so, I suppose. Nobody wants to be a rascal forever. And that is what I was doing, man, is being a rascal. Instead of this rascal behavior, I found myself unannounced and scrupulously. I was young. I was a young boy. I had the ability of having 8 strength, 8 dexterity. Easily 6 endurance. My vitality was 9. I had 9 vitality. My insight was 6, and my wisdom was 6. My faith, all out, 2. 2. I had the ability of manifesting quick flesh at a young age, and I was understanding how to do it. Able to take my damaged cells and quickly accelerate my metabolization of energy into the, not instant, but the quick repair of damage in the body. Of course, that requires a catalyst, but I was a young man. I mean, I was a young boy, and then I became an older boy. And when I was an older boy, I was able to conjure up that sense of getting deeper into the world, of getting deeper into my talents, of understanding the ins and outs, the mechanisms of life. It wasn't like folly was removed from me. No. It's more so that I became indifferent to the mindsets that I was once predisposed to. I was able to master and filter out more of the elements that were turning against me by understanding them narratively and gaining more power as myself. An individual in my life. I can be considered an old head at this point because I come from probably the last bearing of the mechanical era, I'd like to say. Mechanical era changed to manual autonomous era, and then that became to the manual cognitive area that became to, you know, mechanical area. God, all that shit's gone. Mechanical, a lot of that mechanical shit's gone at this point. I find myself eclipsed with reason to know that I've been able to acquire myself into what I'd like to believe 3 different counterpoints of the world's technological capabilities. Of course, there were home phones with wires, and there were still antenna TVs when I was a kid. So my perspective was digital television didn't technically exist yet, but they still had airwave television that was free, and you could get up to like 68 channels like that or something, as long as you had an antenna. The world felt more like going outside, and it was still the wild frontier. You had the harmony of, you know, generators, commercial generators weren't that big of a thing yet. So if your power went out, you had candles. And, you know, it really came down to that. It really came down to the system of the world was people were getting propane energy. Propane was cheap back then. Coal, charcoal was still a thing. People were still getting charcoal to keep their homes warm, and they had vents that would send steam through the, you know, we didn't really have electric heating yet. It was not that big of a thing. We had mainly steam heating still. So I came up in a time where every now and then you'd hear the clinks and clanks of the steam heating the household. So it was a beautiful time to see old school air ducts and vents and central air vents that, you know, just like the old school, you know, the horror movies and shit. I grew up at the edge of the fading old school. The old school died off. It was dying off, basically, at the end. They had, like, cool technology and cheap drugs. And they had that labeled over the old world still. It was just a thrill. You know, modern technology advancements made the world a more powerful and able place. But with the side effect of evil. Evil happened. The mechanical world was fun because a PlayStation 1 game was smooth looking. The color was bright. A PlayStation 2 game was expansive. It was rich. The lighting and, you know, the shadow effects were beautiful compared to what you'd see in a PlayStation 1 game, which often felt critically. The biggest change was probably longevity of the game and freedom of customization of your characters. We got to see more of that in the PS2 era. But things were mainly like, go to a level, find the collectibles. And that was it, every single game. At the end of VHS's, PS2's became what I call the arcade in between the millennium. We had PS2 and Xbox One, of course. You know, the original Xbox. We were having CDs come in, and the world was able to have portable CD players. We were able to have portable CD players. Field trips weren't that expensive, so we went to field trips further away as students growing up. And the perspective of the world was, you can have a laptop and you can have music on your laptop and play it on the go. You can do work on the go. Log into MySpace on the campus, sitting in the grass. MySpace was a college thing, man. So you see that, you see, hey, I'm not a young man. I'm not a young boy. I'm not an older boy. I'm like what I'd consider an adolescent. Not an adolescent youth anymore. Okay, maybe at this point I'd consider myself an adolescent youth. And I'm engaged with darker topics of life, but more romanticized aspects in the same turn. I still have the ability of going on great advents, but my ability of going on great advents before was go in my backyard and run through the woods. And then that turned into get on the bike and go on the bicycle or the skateboard or whatever and go many, many distance away. Go up the big hill, you know, get bored and just see how far you can go. Don't just play in the woods. Find places in the woods to go and hang out that are cool and surreal. I tell you, life is beautiful when you change your perspectives of how you have fun from just simple thrill seeking to more idea focused ones. As a man, I mean, you know, as a boy, you know, a male, whatever you want to say, a male sounds better for the scope of from youth to adulthood, where a boy or a man sounds specific and where it is in the age point. But, you know, as a male, I grew up and I liked Time Splitters, Resident Evil. I liked the the movies like The Matrix. You know, I liked movies that were funny and wholesome. You know, I liked going outside. I liked going the distance. I liked traveling. I liked Bear Grylls and survival, and building forts and shit out of natural shit and crap. So it's almost like being predisposed to the mindset and the mechanical age to how to tinker with devices for cognitive use. I'd often say you can kill someone by punching them, kicking them, but we invented guns for a reason. And the gun is a very simple, you know, mechanical device. We made spears to hit something from a distance. So it's better to spear the fish with a long spear that you crafted than to get in the water and try to catch it with your hands. We expanded upon ourselves, and as a male, I always was surrounded with puzzle toys, puzzle games. I grew up with a lot of CD-ROM games that taught you how to problem solve puzzles and shit. You know, the idea that you challenge yourself cognitively and you enhance your cognitive ability makes perfect sense. It's difficult. Some people see that way, but here I am as a youth adolescent going into being an elder adolescent at the point where I'm like 16-ish. I am now in a private school that feels like a castle far away from home, with a bunch of deranged people that mentally their aspects of life are self-indulgence, and thrill-seeking, and, you know, self-centeredness. You know, a lot of these guys are bad guys, but it is what it is. You know, I was perhaps a bad guy. We're far off from home. In a distant land, over here, oregano grows in the field, and I tell myself, my whole wisdom is knowing that people are going to try to tell me how to live my life. So if I learned at a young age when someone was definitely in the fucking wrong, I learned at a young age the people just kind of fall shit. People are fucking trying to control the narrative, man. A lot of people are trying to control the narrative. So you'll meet someone that will put their arm in your mouth while you're fucking bitching at them, trying to stand up for your pride and truth, and they'll put their arm in your mouth and say that you bit them. You know what I mean? That's the world we live in. And their skin tastes like fucking snot. Snot and sweat. The only thing you know from childhood is that their skin smells like the sweat. And the boogers that, you know, you just lick your booger at some point when you're a child. I'm sure everyone has licked their shit or smelled their piss. Everyone's done some sort of stupid monkey bullshit when they're an infant because they don't fucking know anything. You know, they're just cognitively growing to the point where they can walk and climb and use their upper body strength perpendicular to their lower, you know, their lower strength and shit. Combo. I learned the aspect of, in this place, of this place, the stage of my life, I learned the aspect that, you know, the mechanical age was people hiding their cell phones so they could have them in a place where cell phones are not allowed. I learned how to hide things well. I learned how to make you know, because, oh, hey, your family don't like you having spears and hammers and axes and shit in your room. And you're just a boy. You're a boy that likes to go outside. You're a tool for destruction with purpose. If someone tells you, hey, go break down that forest, you'll do it. But you're not trying to understand the point that people are trying to tell you that you're crazy and violent. You're not crazy and violent. You got shitty people that will date fucking drug addicts, and then they have the ability to judge you. So I get to see people unhinged, and I get to learn firsthand how to not be in life from the perspectives of other people. But I also understand that there's definitely shortcomings, but everything reaps its benefits in the same sense. Propel myself directly from high school into college, and I understand the ability of having friends that are from not just neighboring towns, but towns off the distance, up in the mountains, down in the valley, past the lava fields, by the beach, all kinds of shit. You know, you start to open up your mind once you become a young man. And as a young man, my stats raise exponentially to 17 strength, 19 dexterity, my vitality. My vitality was 22. Get that? 22 vitality. And, you know, my spirit and my intelligence and faith were all at 14. They all kind of rounded out. But I had the ability of basically jumping and running and shooting up trees and using my upper and lower. Basically, if I'm really getting into it, I can get all the kicking and the punching and all the wall running and all that shit back. But from a young man to about, you know, reaching, God, because I was like 18, 19, 21, 22, 23. That's and I guess 24 is a young man arc. And then 25, 26, you know, 27, that was the breaker arc. Because it turned 20, I became a powerful entity, but I let my arrogance seep into me. Mechanically, I could skip across the road and make perfect fucking example of my existing flow. I could really get down and zip and zap. My brain was just bombarded with stress, and I took too much things seriously. And I dwelled on stress. And there's life lessons to learn of things at any stage in life by reflection. There's a point in my age where I started to see the exponential growth of manual autonomous structures in the narrative. And, you know, early age seemed to people weren't being taught taxes and seeing that people weren't being taught cursive anymore. I saw the recedings of the manual narrative, the manual, almost aristocratic narrative that was passed down past the lineages. That old world died off with this now. It's like either turn-based manual or that's time-based. So if you don't use a move, then you know, enemy attacks anyway. But, or it's manual autonomous with a nice sliding flow. But the narrative seems to be at my stage now where I'm a man, I can see that. Man, I really don't want to get a purple cheeseburger. I really don't want to go to McDonald's and get a purple cheeseburger just because they got it, you know? I can see that. I have friends that still just want to make drinking and being a slackback something narratively inducing. I'm at a point where I understand if I spend $60 on weed, that's something that if I'm stupid, I can smoke all that real quick. But as someone that makes music, I understand that the mechanical structures that I learned as a child bring me to the constant narrative that I can grow as a person if I lay down the foundation. And that's an important lesson to teach people. As a man, I can't say that I'm a young man anymore. I'm past that now. I'm just a man now. You know, right now I have decent stats, but I wouldn't say that they've gone up that much. Fuck. So, definitely a lot of things have allocated to good finding, but, you know, there's a good ability to look at life and say, that $60 that I spent on weed, I could have also used for a bus ticket to go to this location or some shit. I don't fucking know. I say communicate with your weed plug until they start treating you only like a customer. Then stop talking to them. I don't like that when people lose personality. I don't think anybody should. You shouldn't have to tolerate being in a dead world. I don't think it's demanding to say, listen, prospect it be, we are fundamentally back to life, and that's how it's doing it now. Stay positive with your willingness to move and your frequency of offering, and you lay down those Tinker toys, you lay down those Lincoln Logs, the Legos, the Kinects, whatever it is. You grew up with so many aspects of foundation and so many aspects of structure, and you just basically understood architectural motion. You knew how to parkour before it was implemented in the video games. And then the Gen Z came out and they were like, wow, shooting a gun's cool. But they don't understand that shooting a gun while wall running and then doing like a flip kick right across the side of someone's face and their jaw and knocking them on the ground unconscious or like breaking their neck and then shooting up, sliding the gun in the other hand and finishing out the other guy when he lands. They don't understand that that's cool too. Yeah, I mean, so you get to this point where you're no longer a young boy. No, your discovery, your foundation of A to B to C. You know, bam, it's just A to B now. Machine mechanism, fight the ghost with the smoke. The smoke traps the ghost, put the ghost inside of the machine. The machine puts the ghost inside of the crystallized ore. Harness the crystallized ore for its energy and then imbue that energy into the life force that you then consume.